بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith we read yesterday of Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Allah becomes extremely happy when a person makes tawbah and turns to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. The narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was a Ansari, and he was the khadim, used to make the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on travels also, and at home in Madinatul Munawwara. He was the special khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik was only 10 years old at that time, radiyallahu anhu. And his mother presented him to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that he will make your khidmat. And then he carried on for making the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also participated in 18 expeditions, that is going out with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for da'wat, for jihad, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a particular dua for him, that, O Allah, increase his wealth and children, bless him and grant him entry into paradise. This also we learn that when we make khidmat of the righteous and the pious, and then it commonly it is said, dua karai nahi jati, dua li jati hai. We don't have to say that make dua for me, but we make that khidmat in such a way that that person automatically on his own makes dua. And that dua that comes out from the heart when that person is so pleased, that is a dua which is greatly accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And of course, yeah, it was Allah's Nabi. Every dua of his is accepted. And what this great happiness that how Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to make the khidmat that pleased Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this dua was accepted in such a way that as a result, he had more than 120 children. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, give him barakat in his children. So he had more than 120 children, and his orchard, his farm that he had, it used to bear fruit twice every season, when normally every orchard, every plantation only bears fruit once a year. But by the barakat of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua, twice a year his orchard used to bear fruit. His garden would emit a musk scent. Then that also we hear of many people that after they have passed away, by Abdul Wahhab Saab rahmatullah alayhi, recently in driving passed away, and for days this wonderful sweet smell used to come from his qabr. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi also, many other great buzurgs, and some of the pious, it happens over and over again in their lives. From time to time, the sweet smell starts coming. So he was also one of those fortunate persons that from his garden in this world, a natural, wonderful, sweet smell used to come. He lived to over 100 years of age. He was the last Sahabi to pass away in Basra in the year 93 Hijri. And after that, there was no other Sahabi that was left in Basra. 2,286 ahadith are narrated from him. So we see that as far as the service of deen, in knowledge also, in every aspect, how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had excelled. The hadith teaches us that Allah Ta'ala is intensely pleased when the servant turns to him in repentance. This is the important aspect of this, that how extremely happy Allah Ta'ala becomes when we turn and make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And all this starts first with the words of Tawbah and Istighfar, and then the reality of it, which really means to change our lives. Like we say, I got Hidayat now, or he got Hidayat, the change of life, that is really Tawbah. But it starts when a person accepts that he is wrong. As long as a person is in denial, whether consciously that I'm not wrong, I'm all right, don't tell me, go and tell somebody else. For that person, it is very difficult for him to come right. When a person accepts I'm wrong, I have done wrong, this acceptance of it, this is something very great. And that is where the Tawbah starts. And otherwise a person doesn't feel that I have to do anything to change my life, that I'm all right. And this should be for every person, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully and said that Nek Banna Farad Hai. To become righteous and pious is compulsory upon us. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think that I am pious, I am righteous, that is haram. So no matter how pious a person might become in other people's eyes, but in our eyes it should never be that I am pious. This attitude must never come in a person, I am all right, I have to worry about others. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, whenever he makes bayan also, he makes bayan with regard to the weaknesses he finds within himself. And if it is haram, he says, to make bayan in such a way that I'm all right and I have to tell the others that you must come right. In that time, it is haram for a person, it is not permissible for him to make bayan also. As long as a person, Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, make bayan of the weaknesses which are in you, so that they can be remedied. And if you will make bayan of what you think I've got, I'm good, I'm a namazi, I'm this, I'm that, pride will come in you. And then you want to tell others, and you think I'm good, pride will come in you. And when you speak about it, that I am weak, I need this remedy, then inshallah, that will be beneficial for you and for everyone else also. Anyway, Tawbah Istighfar is a very great ibadat Allah has given us, and which should be natural in our lives, that we realize we are muqassireen, we fall short all the time, we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah in the least, but, and Allah loves that person who feels like that. And when a person feels that I'm all right, others are wrong, then that is in a very dangerous situation. May Allah give us the reality of Tawbah and Istighfar also. Oh,